Hello there, I'm Andrew Overdahl from the Grawlix Saves the World. We just finished the High Plains Comedy Festival in Denver, Colorado, and we recorded a live Grawlix Saves the World there, which we are going to play shortly for you, pretty much in its raw entirety, right?
Yeah, raw dog entirety. That's it. Boom.
Yes. Yes.
But first off, let's just say, what a fantastic evening. Those of you listening, you're in for a real treat. The High Plains Comedy Festival was a smashing success, and this live podcast was amazing.
Yeah, it was very fun, and
thanks
it's
to everybody
funny.
That came. We really had a blast seeing all of you. Thank you guys for coming out to it.
We just wanted to do a couple of quick announcements before we get on with the show. Instead of pushing them to the end, we, the Grawlix, are going to be up in the mountains. Gentle mountain folk, come out. Come out. Come down into the valleys. We're going to be up in basalt.
You know what? Gather in the valley, mountain folk, and behold, the Grawlix 3.
And I'm there. I will say, non-gentle mountain folk, you're welcome to join, too.
Oh, okay. You want the rowdies?
Interesting dynamic.
You want the rowdies to roll down in their barrel cars?
Roll on down, rowdies.
Now, Andrew, you can tell, is the professional plugger of events because he just said mountains. Didn't give a destination beyond that. So we'll be in basalt at the arts campus at Willits in basalt in the beautiful Roaring Fork Valley. That's how you do it, Andrew.
I just, mountain folk know where the action is. You know what?
Right.
I can't believe that you would talk down to them by giving them a specific location. That's
all you
got to
do.
Your,
if you don't know, point the Prius nose forward towards, type into your GPS Dumdar Hills, and it'll take you right to the show. It'll pull your car right in there. So
there's going to be a link in the show notes. People know how to navigate podcasts, okay? There's going to be links all over the place. You trip, you click a link. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, that's what you meant for sure when I save.
We're going to be there October 2nd. We're going to do an actual live Grawlix as we do it with the stand-up comedy and whatnot. That's going to be at 7:30. And then the next day, October 3rd, we're going to do a live Grawlix Saves the World.
What else we got to plug?
We also have a Patreon. You can check out our Patreon if you're new to the show. We have all different tiers. You can get some cool Grawlix swag. You can even get a personal message from Ben. Mm-hmm. He will contact you personally, like it or not.
At your house, he'll show up.
I will send you a video.
But yeah, it's patreon.com/GrawlixSaves. And now let's check out this show.
Hey, y'all, guess what time it is? It's the Grawlix Saves the World time.
All right, the Grawlix saves the world.
That's right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. We're getting big. Our worries, our needs, has to change.
Thank you so much for being here.
Ben, do not ever
my name is my name is Adam Caden Holland.
I'm Andrew Arvidal.
That's not the order.
I did it, though. I did it. You fucked up the seating order. It's a new age starting today.
My name is Ben Roy, but I normally, everybody knows, I go second.
And this is a podcast where we better the world around us by bettering ourselves. And we're doing it live at the High Plains Comedy Festival in Denver, Colorado.
Thank you so much for being here.
Yeah.
You know, I never could have imagined when I put this festival
together
that it would turn out to be as big of a success as it was.
I created the fest. I have so very little. Why would you take this from me?
It was a dream of mine to just bring friends into town.
God damn it.
And show people what Comedy Town USA is really like.
Nobody's going to believe that. You have not booked a single Grawlix.
Can you imagine a festival run by Ben? Like, it would be so fucking sick. Guys, we're in a Westminster Jiu-Jitsu studio. Yes, exactly. Green rooms, got acai bowls.
Yeah, this sounds awesome. I don't know.
I mean,
I think
you're say no to an acai bowl.
Yeah. At this point, I'm just happy to get booked on any festival.
Even if it's your own?
Even if it's mine.
How
or
hard
yours.
Was it for you to get on your own festival?
This one was hard. It was hard for me to get booked this year.
Did you talk yourself into it?
Well, I submitted a tape to Karen, and she didn't care for it. However, because I sort of helped start the fest, she said, submit another tape. And I did, and she said, you're in.
What?
Wow. Was the second tape
second
different?
Tape got me in.
Was there you are, 6 p.m. podcast when other people are eating dinner. Paid off.
Everybody knows at a comedy fest, all the best shows are during daytime. That's a rule of comedy. That's comedy. Not only that, I love Liquid Death because I love drinking water.
How much
but
are they
looks,
paying you? Yeah. How much are they paying you?
They didn't want you guys. That's all they said. But anyway, I love drinking sparkling water that looks like very cheap malt liquor. And it's fucking so good. This is good. And the best part is I don't piss my pants after the festival like go. I used to.
I prefer the more controversial Solid Death. It's like a weight-gaining milkshake-like texture.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. That nutritional shake they give to old people.
100%.
Solid death.
All right, Gladys, this is your final meal. The number one drink of nursing homes, Solid Death. Weight-gaining formula shakes.
Oh, my God.
Your dad litigates about stuff
I
like
know.
That.
I know. My dad's got a suit against Solid Death going right now.
Shutting him down.
This is very exciting. I have a challenge.
You've got the challenge.
I've got the challenge.
Which normal Ben Roy activity will be doing today?
We are
riding
going
a motorcycle?
To be doing Muay Thai on the stage tonight. The art of eight limbs. And then you will fight five audience members.
Oh, shit.
One right after the other. Yeah.
The art of eight? Do we get a pick?
Oh, yeah, dude.
So we can pick the audience members who want to fight. All right.
Okay. All right.
Crowd work, Adam.
I got to volunteer. You're up first, motherfucker.
Why would you ever take somebody who volunteered?
My dad's here. That'd be a weird choice, but therapeutic. I love him, but still, if you could fight your dad, you gotta go for it.
I mean, you and your dad Muay Thai fighting, I'm on board.
That's a podcast.
I'm ready to pay-per-view that.
Dan, Rory, you're off. It's just me fighting my dad for the whole show.
It's gonna be great, and then he's gonna sue the shit out of you afterwards.
But my sister will defend me. This is a great family drama. All right, I got two. We'll see who fucking chimes in later. Andrew, anybody, you want to fight?
No, I'll just take a grab bag. I don't want to pick.
All right.
Andrew likes to pick the people he fights like he's looking for Scrabble letters. You know what I mean? And sometimes he'll throw them back.
Yeah, anyway,
you never know.
You never know.
It's hard to judge
quixotic.
A book by its cover.
My riffing is off. I went to Rip
City.
You got
a sore rib.
I did.
This guy busted his tum tum at jujitsu.
Is that true? Are you operating with a broken rib right now?
I have a cracked rib right at this moment.
Jesus Christ.
Which one is it? Let me tickle.
Don't you put a finger on that.
So when you're like skanking for our benefit and dry humping the chair, does that
is
hurt
it
like a
so
motherfucking
painful? Yeah. Like every thrust
but
just
see,
blinding
every
pain?
Time I get on stage, it hurts emotionally. So.
Now,
I mean, now I have the physical.
Feels like your outside.
Did you say my inside feels like my?
I did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm kind of always operating at about a 5 of pain, and because my rib is injured now, and then I have a separated AC joint in
my shoulder.
And this
is all trying to suck your own dick.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just 100% at home.
And I don't do it at home. That's why I keep getting hurt. I'm doing it in the back of my Hyundai.
Oh, wow.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Hyundai's not the car for that.
No, it is in the hatchback, I thought. You know, but the ceiling's a lot lower than I expect.
Hatchback.
Your neighbors are done with it, okay? Yeah. They're done.
I know we're riffing and it's a joke, but if you are trying to suck your own dick, a hatchback is the perfect car to try. That's like the best choice.
If there's one takeaway from our self-improvement podcast, it's that you really need the hatchback.
Anyway, I did have a fucking challenge.
All right, what's your challenge for reals?
You know I've been going to therapy a lot.
You seem healthier.
I didn't say she was good at it. I said she's someone to talk to.
All right, okay.
She's gonna hear this.
I know. That'd be so fun if she was a fan of this.
He met her through the podcast. She reached out to him on Twitter and said, let me help you.
He's like, look, I've had enough of this bullshit.
No, I've been going to the therapies.
Yeah.
And I've been working through a lot of my problems with my youth.
Sure.
And she brought up an interesting thing that people will often do, which is to write a letter to your younger self at a pivotal point that you're mad at yourself for or whatever, and try to make amends or have some cathartic, you know, like it's cathartic to do that. And so I think we should write letters to ourselves as kids or teenagers or whatever, where we feel like we were at a pivotal point. And then you know, read them to the audience.
I think it's a great
idea. Pretty good challenge.
And I'm going to continue to pretend that I'm just learning about it now, whereas I actually knew about it several days in advance and had the letter in my pocket.
Also, let's have a sub challenge for this episode where you quit banging this table like kick drum.
No,
so that the audio for this fucking episode is usable.
I don't like Ron Doyle. Okay, I do not like him. He and I have had a big problem with each other for a long time, and he
Ron, cut his mic. Just cut his mic.
No, do not cut
Ron.
My. There it is. You see what the thing is?
You're gonna hurt your rib, Ben. Calm down. Calm down.
Put me back on.
Wait, no. I'll steer this back on track. Have you done this with? Have you done this in therapy? And do you read it to your therapist, or like it's just a private thing for you?
No, I have done it, and it's a private thing for you.
Okay.
So I'm not going to read the one that I wrote for in therapy because it is. Well, no, it's therapy
Chicken.
Grade, and that's the it's a therapy grade letter,
yeah, no,
and this is not a therapy grade crowd,
right?
And I don't think a lot of people want to hear a hard molestation story.
No, I don't know if they do
even
or not.
Know it is daylight. You know, and I know you're saying that's a daylight topic.
It is a daylight topic for sure.
When they say get it out in the daylight, this is what they
100%.
Mean. 100%. They mean take it to a comedy festival, do it at a show at 4 p.m.
That's what they mean.
Mm-hmm.
We'll save that one for you and your therapist. That seems like the right place for that. But
are we having fun
terrifying.
Yet?
Terrifying. Terrifying.
The point of this is to just like, speak to that wounded inner child and just give them
and make
some
amends.
Guidance.
No, like, because for me, I'm kind of mad at myself at certain points.
Okay.
But like, as she has pointed out very wisely, that that kid that age didn't, you know, didn't make the normal choice.
Sure. Kids are super dumb. So.
Hey,
you know what?
Don't beat yourself up.
Should be a good friend to Ben like that.
You know what I mean? And I want to say this. I'm glad he said it because Adam and I have been talking, and Amelia is fucking stupid. His daughter is one of the dumbest kids on the planet. And we've been trying to figure out a way to get that around to you. And we've been
Amelia needs to write herself
on.
A letter now.
All right, I like this challenge. I'm game.
This is good.
Yeah,
but we should bring in some letter writing authorities.
Absolutely.
To,
if we're doing
to
this,
critique it.
We thought, who better to maybe judge our letters?
Head of the U.S. Postal Service.
3 disgruntled postmen down the street. Get in here, Roy, Earl, and Keith.
Where did you get those names?
They came, man. Roy, Earl, and Keith. I think it tracks.
Roy, Earl, and Keith?
It's actually one guy. It's a country musician.
Roy, Earl, and Keith.
I was going to say.
Real problematic early
isn't
stuff.
It, I think
but...
Roy, Earl, and Keith's is what the Buffalo Rose is called now. Right? So come on down to work, Roy, Earl, and Keith. See Wanda Matushin this weekend. I like that name.
Yep.
Anyway, yeah, let's do it. Who did you have in mind, Adam?
Well, we were talking, and we thought we would bring out two guys who are here for the festival. They have an amazing podcast called Pen Pals. They're just up on correspondence in general. We thought we'd have them come join us, and they can judge our letters to our younger self. So please give a nice welcome to Daniel Van Kirk and Rory Scovel, everybody.
Yay!
The Pen Pals.
Get up here, you fucking losers. Yeah, Rory, I saved you. I don't.
Welcome, welcome.
You hey, dudes.
Yeah, you went on the right one. Hey, how are you guys?
Good to be
hey,
here.
Hi, boys.
Jesus.
We were just over there, and we were making bets on if they'd ever get to it. You know what I mean?
We told you we jackass around a little up top.
Oh, yeah. You know, because your podcast is straight as
right
an arrow.
We get to it.
If there's one thing people say about Rory, it's he gets right to it. Right away.
Yes. I've never been to it. I don't know what it looks like. It's always around it. I'm sort of around it.
How are you two doing?
Great. We had a great first night at your festival. Thank you, Ben.
Yeah.
Stop it.
No.
And I want you to know, listeners in other countries aren't going to fucking know that he's joking. That's how misinformation gets out.
Oh, why am I at the head of the table?
God damn it.
That's not the head of the table.
That's the head of the table.
This is either Daniel's festival or Adam's.
In a last
You're in the middle of the table. Yeah, but that's not the head of the table.
In a biblical way, yes it is. Jesus sat in the center. He broke the bread. Wow. He put the fish down. You ate.
Hold
you
on.
Ate.
Hold
therapy.
When I said to.
Therapy hold is on. Doing wonders for
did you.
You.
Say, did you say, Ben, read us that letter, or did you say, Ben, act out that letter? I'm Jesus!
It was a difficult time.
Dear younger me, you're Jesus.
Don't trust
me.
Your friends is horrible to you. Dear Ben, it's me, you.
I think I do start with that.
How are you? Not good. I am also not good.
Obviously, things aren't perfect, or I wouldn't be messaging you.
All right, you're giving away too much from Ben's letter.
You weren't supposed to read it beforehand, assholes.
Have either one of you two ever done this exercise? Have you ever written
a letter to your past self?
Or your future self. I heard that sometimes they have kids do that now in school. They write a letter to their future self, hang on to it.
Yeah, we had a teacher in junior high that had us write letters, and we never got them.
I had the exact same thing.
Yeah.
I had a high school teacher who's like, I will send this to you a year from now.
Nope.
And he just never sent us
a teacher.
Which maybe that is the lesson in itself. Don't count on anyone, including yourself. Yeah.
Could you imagine, like, truly, I am 41, and when I get an email that needs some sort of attention, I am immediately like, I can't do this right now. I couldn't imagine being a teacher going, and I will send all of you your letters back to you in 1 year while also still working at my day job with the new kids who are just starting their letters.
And how did we ever believe that? I don't remember giving him an address. People move.
Wait.
Yeah,
they
call our fucking bluff. Ugh.
I just picture Mr. Tallhoffer opening them.
just reading them while he's drinking from the bottle at home.
Yeah, just burning them in the fire.
Yeah, immediately. What are those? Don't fucking talk to me. These dipshits wrote a fucking letter to themselves.
Yeah, you're going to have your babysitting business, dipshit.
Yeah. And open it, girl. Life is pain! You're not all gonna be D1 athletes! You know not!
Dear Adam, how are the major leagues?
Not good.
Oh, man.
Holy fucking.
That's the closest I got.
Yeah.
Do you guys consider yourselves, and I know you read these letters that people write you. Have you become experts in correspondence? Do you judge these letters? Are you good at gauging who does them well or not?
We usually judge based on length. That's okay. But like if it's too long, we won't even invest in it at
can't.
All.
There's just no time.
It's too much.
I want you all to know I will not hit that off the tee. And I want you to know I did not comment on the judge on length comment. And you see I'm growing. And my therapist has really,
you know, that's good.
I usually pick the fruit that's right in front of my face. As they know, I would have taken a swat at that one, but I didn't. And you see, I'm growing. That's growth. I think the letters are working.
It's more of the sort of behind the scenes of the thing you're not doing.
Yeah.
That's mature.
You're more about the growing than the showing. And that is what is important.
And that's why we have the big guests on this show. This has been the Grolic Saves the World podcast. Thank you guys for coming out tonight. What
like
a fun
thank
time.
Our sponsors,
with
Liquid Death, Solid Death, Gaseous Death.
Gassy death. Death.
It's like a vape.
Yeah. It's a vape shop. Gassy death.
Well, like a lot of it, we always say in every letter, like, we are not professionals. We do not, like, don't rely on anything we're saying, like, seek professional advice on this. But we always answer as two people who really actually will give a shit.
Yeah.
And I don't think that we've gotten any better.
Yeah.
Like ever, like, being able to, like, oh, yeah, here's what's really going on here. But we're also, like, the great thing about pen pals is a lot of them aren't even advice. Like, somebody will just tell us a story from, like, their own life, or, like, look at this new dog I got.
Yeah.
And we do a lot better with those than we do helping people. So,
you know what we do like to do? One fun thing that we've just sort of made a point on the show is when we do look at the letters to see what's going to make the show, if anybody opens with, like, trying to be roasty funny, we're like, get the fuck out of here. Hey, Rory, I'm saying your name because I fucking, Dan's a loser. JK, I love you. We don't care.
Right.
You're out. Because you don't talk about Daniel like that.
Right. Some people be like, hey, big fan of Dumb People Town, that's how I found you guys. Rory can't stand your laugh. Anyway, and I'm like, no, we're not. You don't get the rest of that. Don't be mean.
So
yeah, I do get that.
So a certain
No, I love your laugh.
You like it?
Yes.
All right. Who likes Rory's laugh? It's like,
That's a smattering.
I'll tell you guys, I'm going to be doing a set later on. Nothing's going to give me confidence like the people who didn't clap just now.
There's that laugh that half the people hate.
I now know 50% are, I don't care for it.
This is we got two world-class riffers and goofers up here joining three fucking semi-pro riffers and goofers.
Yeah,
we could do this all fucking day.
So wait, so just
but
like... But
the second half is going to take a long time, and you know that, Ben.
I know, but I just want to say, so a certain level of earnestness, you're saying. Come in with some heart. You like a little bit of heart.
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah. We had a letter from a woman who wrote about just how amazing her grandma was. And then she also wanted us to come, like, officiate her wedding. And we didn't.
Her grandmother's wedding?
That's Daniel Van Kurt catnip. You love that.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, my God. 100%. Yeah. And so we were supposed to do one right after the pandemic started. We were scheduled to be at a wedding and
give
a speech.
That's right. Scheduled. We were scheduled to be at a wedding.
Yeah. And
and you had to cancel?
We did.
Damn. Yeah,
we were scheduled.
But we ended up saying to her, hey, read this letter. We won't be there, but read this letter to your grandma at your wedding. Because she was trying to find a way, like, how do I say so much thanks? So, like, just read this. She ended up doing it. We got super invested in this kick-ass grandma. And then, what would you say, like, a year and a half later, she wrote us again saying that she had passed away.
Yeah.
And it, like, deeply affected Rory and I. Like,
because they went into that grandmother's closet and, like, tons of KKK stuff.
Oh, no.
We were affected. By affected, I mean angered. Like, we were so angry.
Yeah. Yeah, our pod gets that a lot. We've done several bar mitzvahs and... No.
I think how you just throwing
a deceased person right under there.
And the part
right
is,
in there.
You didn't even wait. There was no thought in your head about whether or not you should throw this old death lady
top
under the
speed.
Bridge. You
top
just
speed.
Ran straight into it. And I appreciate
that. A lot of paraphernalia. Very Watchmen. Very Watchmen.
Got it. So I think what we're going to do is we're going to go work on our letters. We're going to take a break. We're going to listen to some stand-up comedy.
Why don't
we
do
this?
Why?
Ben, do your line.
Why don't we do this?
They love it.
Yeah.
That's your catchphrase, dude.
Well, it is. That is my catchphrase. You know what? Why don't we do this?
It's a horrible catchphrase.
It is good.
You're unraveling on stage.
There is a moment if you're ever doing stand-up and you find yourself saying probably to the floor, why don't we do this? It's bad.
Why don't we change some gears?
You know what? Why don't we do this? Yeah, there's a lot of different ways to say it. So why don't we do this? Why don't we listen to some live stand-up comedy from our show that's happening right
fucking now in beautiful Denver, Colorado.
All right, guys, we're going to take a quick little break from the live pod. We will be right back, but we're going to play some stand-up clips from the comics that were actually on the show at the festival, and they both crushed it, so please enjoy some comedy by Esther Steinberg and David Perdue. And when we come back, we'll get right to the letters.
My dad gives me a lot of good advice. When I was 16, I was going to start comedy, and my dad did it in the 80s. So he had advice. And if anyone here wants to do comedy, you can have my dad's advice. He sat me down. He's like, listen, if you're going to do stand-up, you have to have a comeback. People are going to heckle you. You got to have a comeback. This is what he told me. When people heckle me, I say to them, hey, buddy, I don't go to your job and smack the dicks out of your mouth. That was his advice. I said, Dad, I'm a creative person. I don't need that. I can come up with my own comebacks. Thank you so much. Also, I'm 16. Chill out. And I've never had to use it in my whole life, except for one time I was in Hermosa Beach, which is kind of gross, and I was doing comedy in a pizza place for pizza. And a woman would not stop heckling me, just kept going. I couldn't even finish my set. And finally, I stopped the show, and I was like, excuse me, miss, what do you do for a living? I swear to God, she goes, I'm a porn star. I was like, oh, no, this is perfect. Thank you, Dad. I was like, bitch, I don't go to your job and smack the dicks out of your mouth. And then they carried me out. Thank you guys so much. My name is Esther Steinberg. Enjoy the show.
I have a cousin who's a rapper. He is a rapper. He's also a paraplegic. He's in a wheelchair. He's a rapper in a wheelchair. Both those things are impressive in and of themselves. Not gonna lie to you. The most impressive thing about my cousin who's a rapper in a wheelchair is that he claims to be in the Wu-Tang Clan. He's telling everybody he's in the Wu-Tang Clan. This is his thing. He continues to tell people. And I was like, what? Does the RZA know? Like, how is this working? And he was like, nah, I'm in the Detroit branch of the Wu-Tang Clan. And I was like, I didn't know. Did y'all know they had branches? He swears to God they got branches. What type of initiation is this? This is weird. Anyway, we tried to bond together as performers, right? He's like, yo, I love you, cuz, man. You're a comedian. That's what's up. You know, I'll be rapping. He's like, I think we could work together. And I was like, go on. And this was his bright idea. And if you're a non-comedian, you have comedian friends, never come with ideas. They're not good. None of them have ever been good. Don't do it, ever. This is what my cousin said. He was like, hey, man, what you should do next time you come to Detroit is let me come to a show. And this was going to happen. I'm going to wheel up to the front, right? And then you going to see me and be like, this nigga can't walk. And everybody's going to lose their minds. And I'm like, where's the punchline, though? He's like, that's it. That's how it's going to work. And then we go to another city, and then we do it all over again. I was like, you know how YouTube works? Like, can you imagine if somebody filmed that in different cities I go to? I'm just roasting my cousin, but they don't know it's my cousin. So you're just like, this dude's an asshole. This dude is clearly a fan of his. He shows up in different cities, and all he does is talk shit about him.
Hey. Do you love the Grolic Saves the World, but are sad because you're not getting enough of it?
Boy, do I.
Well, great news. You can get all sorts of bonus content on our Patreon.
Like what?
Tell them, Ben.
Act 4. Ad-free episodes, birthday shoutouts, exclusive merch, stronger, more painful erections, our pod within a pod, boy crazy, decreased A1C levels, photos and videos, bonus content, and so much more.
Okay, I'll do it.
No, kick to me. Say, how do I do it? How do I sign up?
We're not trying to sell it to you, Andrew. You don't have to. Jesus.
Oh, well, I mean, it sounded good. Okay, how do I sign up then?
Fuck it.
You can sign up now by visiting patreon.com/Grolic Saves.
I do want to sign up.
We're back through the magic of podcasting. Time has passed. We have our letters to our younger selves. We're ready to go. We're ready to be critiqued by Dan and Rory. You guys, are you good guys over there?
Yeah. Solid. Fucking solid as fuck.
You okay? What happened?
Yeah.
What happened?
Something changed. Your energy changed.
We're fucking ready. We're ready.
Rory's been into these waters pretty heavily.
I'm on my seventh liquid death. Mountain water. I wouldn't know.
Oh, you can taste that.
I taste
like
from a mountain. Oh, it does it? This could be out of the street. I wouldn't know. It's water. You want to say it's mountain water? We got it from a glacier. You got it.
Rory, we are hemorrhaging festival money right now.
I'm starting a new water company, Space Water. Get on board now.
It's pretty sad that that would actually work, and you'd probably make a serious 100%. Amount of money.
Yeah. I do love that this isn't plastic. I truly think that's absolutely
fantastic. Yeah, it's fucking
fantastic.
Great. It's fucking great. Yeah. And the water's fine. It's fine. It's water.
It's water.
It is actually good water. I was just razzmatazzing.
Are they really a sponsor? Because
yeah,
it's fine.
Yeah, they're fucking small. What do you think?
I'm kidding. I fucking love
around.
Liquid Death.
Man, I regret even bringing it up. Jesus.
I don't do a lot of the ad sales stuff. That's Adam's business. I'm just the face of this thing.
The face. Ben Roy is the face.
Yeah. You just do the fun stuff.
That's why
he does the fun stuff.
That's why I sit at the head of the dais. That's why they picked
it. No one
thinks that. You didn't convince anyone that it was the head of the table.
A lot of people
That's what Judas would say. That's what Judas would say, though.
And I am hanging myself after this show with $30 in my pocket. So.
And your attitude is why you're seated at the left hand of the Father.
Wait a minute.
At the right.
Hi! I'm Jesus' friend. You guys just try to shit on Andrew. And
he dropped
obscure Bible knowledge that I had no fucking clue about.
Do you
$30 in his pocket?
Well, it was 30
silver.
It was 30
yeah,
pieces
he
of
betrayed
silver.
Jesus for 30 silver. Yeah.
Can I ask and a serious question? And then he hung himself, and his guts exploded, and nothing will ever grow
okay,
on that land.
All right, some but, religious boys.
But I'm
on
just
the
saying,
stage.
Who here tonight wants to make a change in their life? Who walked into a comedy festival but wants to be walking out saved? Who's here?
Dude, from the back, it's very
yeah.
Good
honestly, answer. The black sweatshirt, pretty perfect.
Cool.
Get it.
I'll talk to
out.
The kids.
No, stay down. No, turn towards
yeah, me. Yeah, give us a little bit of that.
Look, if you stage it, Jesus won't be here. It's going to come from your heart.
Can I ask a question? Do you think there was anyone in Jesus's crew who was like just one of those people that's just not great at hanging out with the group? Like when they walked in,
like late
like,
all the time?
Yeah,
like, oh,
late
yeah.
All, or just not socially contributing anything?
There were 12 of them. You ever hang out with 12 cool people at once? Never. Never.
Never.
Hey, what are you
hey,
doing
you?
Over here?
What's going on?
Oh man, that the Judas thing reminds me of my favorite joke. I don't want to tell a street joke, but it cracks
Do
me
it.
Up. Ever you ready?
It's this your is festival. Whatever.
It's a comedy podcast. Tell a street joke on our fucking comedy podcast.
Jesus is standing at the head of the table. And it's at the Last Supper, and he's standing there, and he says, "Tonight, one of you will betray me." And then Judas looks up at him and goes, "Will it be me, Jesus?" And Jesus looks down at him and goes, "Will it be me, Jesus?"
And now, Ben, how old were you when you wrote that show?
Also a very popular TikTok trend.
That's a great joke.
That's insane.
Will it be me, Jesus?
Also, Jesus being snarky.
Yeah.
Snarky.
You
so
can really
satisfying.
Do that with anything
he
in the
is
Bible.
One of us.
Take these loaves and fishes and feed everyone.
I like it.
All right. We got work to do here,
okay.
Boys.
Who wants to go first?
Who wants to go first?
I'll read my verse. I'll go first.
Okay.
I'll do it.
You're going to go?
Okay.
Contextually, this is a letter that you've written to yourself.
Do you want to stand in front and read to the audience, or do you just want to sit at this table and not try at all?
What? Andrew?
Yeah, I'll stand up. Fine.
I think
fuck
he wants to treat it like it's a congressional hearing and he has notes to get to.
Perform.
Fine.
Oh, look who's at the head of the stage. No? Okay.
Are you going to do shadow puppets on my butt?
No.
Can I ask the audience a question? Is there any part of us that looks like Bizarro Pearl Jam going up against Ticketmaster?
Yeah.
Like a little bit. I think there is a little bit. Yeah.
Just weird and timely, Rory.
Yep. It's his next album.
Fucking Eddie handled his hair loss so well. Yeah,
so
he didn't
well.
Try to cling to it. All right.
All right, no, I got my letter.
Wait, can I say something? Let's be earnest. You know, leave it. Go.
Respect the space.
Are you giving me notes before I even read?
He already hates the delivery.
Yeah, Jesus.
Already he's
what
not
the fuck
feeling
is this?
It.
Be earnest.
No, I'm saying to the... mine is heavy. Go.
Yeah, I've read...
Mine is heavy. It's trying to get in your head. All right.
Yeah, Jesus Christ. All right, here we go. Dear 15-year-old Andy. That's what I used to go by. That's the only way I'd ever recognize this in a letter. Andrew, that's for somebody else. Dear 15-year-old Andy, it's you from way in the future. Don't believe me? I know about that Penthouse magazine John Bergstrom gave you hidden in your bottom drawer. Mom's gonna find it soon. Better find a better hiding spot, dipshit. You're about to make a series of mistakes in life so numerous and far-reaching that it would be truly pointless to point to just one and tell you not to do it. I do like to picture 15-year-old Andy reading this. Okay, what the fuck? But your parents are about to offer you a choice, and I want to walk you through it. Your parents are about to offer you one of three things: a used car, a computer, or plastic surgery to pin your big old ears back. So let me walk you through these three choices. Okay, first off, a car? That would be pretty sweet, right? You're almost old enough to drive. Having a car would be cool. Okay, first of all, you're pretty stupid, so odds are you're going to wrap this car around a telephone pole in the first week. Also, your friend Micah already drives your ass around everywhere, and you enjoy just sitting shotgun and smoking, so why ruin a good thing? Just keep doing that as long as you can, because you will until you're 21. A computer doesn't sound that cool now, but it turns out computers are a pretty big deal in the future. It would have been like, I don't know, like an Apple IIe or something. I don't know what it was. With those giant floppy disks. The computer your parents are offering you now is like a primitive toy in the future, so you might as well wait. Which brings us to the third choice, the plastic surgery on your ears. We both know you want this because a few kids at school make fun of you, specifically Eric Replinger, who makes monkey noises at you when he passes you in the hall.
Oof, fuck that dude.
I know this sucks, but it's... I know this sucks, but is it worth surgery to change the way you look forever? Also, I just checked out Eric Replinger on Facebook, don't ask, and his profile is so sad. He has literally two pictures on it. Two pictures. One of him is holding a guitar, and the other one is of him holding a guitar closer to the camera with a capo on it. That's it. That is the extent of his Facebook profile. It's so sad, it seems like a parody of a Facebook profile. It's insane. Anyway, this is the choice that you end up choosing, and I'm not going to talk you out of it. For all the crazy ups and downs your life has in store for you, you'll have some really unique experiences. You even get your own TV show. Eric Replinger's ass probably has to see you on TV in the future. That's pretty cool. There are even better surprises in store, but I don't want to ruin them. Anyway, hide that penthouse better and buy stock on Amazon. Yeah, I know it's a stupid website that sells books right now, but trust me on this one.
Was that earnest enough for you, Ben?
No, I liked it.
Be earnest when you do it.
Let's let the pen pals talk.
Let's ask a question real quick.
Go for it.
Okay. That is true, though. You did like, or just mention that you did have plastic
surgery.
Well,
look at my fucking face. What do you think? Yeah, I did.
You know, honestly, I think they're loosening a bit sometimes.
Oh, are they sticking out again? Oh, Jesus Christ.
I'm sorry.
Shocking, real Eric Ripplinger up here. I gotta say, even after the surgery, I see what Eric was talking about. I get it. He was ahead of his time.
Yeah. My ears stuck out so far that if I put headphones on them, my ears would push the headphones forward onto the sides of my face.
My first take here is that I don't know that you need to write a letter to your younger self. I think you need to write a letter to Eric, and you need to have a chat. Yeah. You need to have a real chat. I don't know that he knows that he's the source of a lot of things, and I think what you're going to learn is he feels real bad.
He was just one of many, but I 100% did look him up on Facebook for this podcast, for sure. And that is 100%.
And he's a musician!
Or a photographer, or a model. We don't know that he's a musician.
Right, it could be selling a guitar.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, man.
You see all the angles, don't you, Rory?
You know what, if Eric was writing a letter to his younger self, he would go, hey, and in the future, make sure you beef up your Facebook page, because it's gonna matter to one guy a lot.
So, Andrew, do you think Andy should still have made the same choice?
Yeah, because I'm happy with where my life is, so I wouldn't want to fuck with, you know, that and wind up with some crazy alternate timeline, right?
So you wrote a letter to yourself telling you to do the thing you did.
It. Yeah.
Huh. That's one option.
Yeah.
Huh. Some people would take this moment to go, hey, maybe the road less traveled. You said, no, we paved it
Might
for
as well
a reason.
Keep going.
Don't go changing.
Floor it, bud. Floor it.
You basically wrote a letter to yourself being like, look, other than this penthouse debacle, you are crushed.
Yeah.
Dear 15-year-old Andrew, swish.
Nothing but net, bro. Nothing but net.
Yeah, yeah. I traced my hand so that I can high-five myself in the past.
Dear Andy, this letter is to reiterate things.
The idea that any of Andrew's life has been a swish cracks me up. That this is what we
exist. You had your whole life up until the start of this show to give yourself maybe another option.
I said buy Amazon stock. What else do you guys want from me?
That's basically a line from the movie Frequency. That's all that is.
Maybe I didn't make it clear. It was pushing my headphones off my head.
I think on Those Who Can't Coach, Fairbell is the funniest fucking guy
fucking
in the world.
Hilarious.
Imagine if he had big ears, we would have been canceled.
I agree with that. I actually do agree with that.
There's a note on IMDb. There's a review.
There's a lot of people that are like, he's not goofy looking enough. I love that you read a letter to your younger self to say, hey, look, bud, you know, pay attention because you might be missing a lot of stuff. And then that letter was that exact activity just this many years later. Hey, bud, keep your eyes open. Otherwise, you'll miss the point of things.
Maybe I'm wrong.
But I think you're doing all right. And I don't remember why I'm talking into this. I'm going to sit down.
We didn't say we had to change shit. We just said we had to write a letter.
You gave yourself such decision anxiety. You said there are so many things you're going to do wrong, but I won't get into any. However, what you are doing, aces.
Can I just say, I've never been more upset about someone trying to participate in something therapeutic.
Yeah.
All right.
Wow.
Well, I think we know where they stand.
I think pen pals have spoken on option A.
So I won.
I'll go because I just want to get this over.
Who's going next, Ben?
I have a feeling this is going to be horrifying. But Ben Roy would like to read a letter to himself somewhere in the past. So Ben Roy, it's your turn, buddy.
This is about to be.
You guys better roast him, even if it's super sad and he's crying at the end.
Of course,
that makes it easier.
First of all, people, don't leave.
Jesus Christ!
No, it's just
shut up. Read your letter,
Ron. Could you sound the earnestness horn? Thank you.
It's effective.
Okay. I wrote this to my...
Wait, Andrew, any notes before he gets going?
Project, Ben, and keep your sternum up. Yeah, yeah, you got it.
Okay.
You look good.
Try to stand. Do I look cool?
Project,
yes.
Yeah, you look great.
Do I look cool?
You got a fuzz on your face, cool. But leave it there.
Oh, fuck, I don't want to do this, because I miss... yeah. Okay, this is to my 12-year-old self. Hey, bud, guess who? That's right. It's me. I started it the same way. Yeah. You. Yeah, no joke. I'm writing from the future. Oh, yeah, buddy. It's true. And guess what? We're 42 now. Can you fucking believe it? Yeah, dude. Fucking chill out. Chill out, you little ball buster. I know I'm old. Anyway, let me just start by saying this, because if I remember correctly, no one has said it, like, at all. Those shorts you're wearing are super fucking cool. Yeah, I know they're not JNCO because mom says that those are way too expensive, but you did a great job with what you have. You're a fucking cool dude. I mean, what 12-year-old kid goes into Becky's second time around thrift shop downtown Winthrop, Maine, and uses their own $5 to buy a pair of size 55 khaki pants? And then cuts them into skate shorts. That's right, bud. You do, because you're the fucking man. Those pockets are so fucking big. Dude, look at how big your pockets are. They're fucking huge. You can't even see the outline of that pack of Marlboro Lights in your pocket. They're so fucking big. You're cool, dude. Really cool. Okay, now here's where it gets sad. Anyway... to the reason I'm writing, I just wanted to give you a heads up that in the next couple days, you're going to be hanging out with everybody, and they're going to offer you something. And I don't want to freak out. It's not a huge deal. Mom and Dad keep a fair amount of this stuff in the house. Don't stress. You'll know what I'm talking about when it happens. I just want you to know that it's okay. It's normal to experiment, to want to try new things. Everyone does, but just a heads up, despite the taste, which is dog shit, I don't understand how Dad drank that trash, but despite the taste, that feeling of warmth you get throughout your body, that feeling that you're totally relaxed, that you're accepted, the feeling that it's shrinking the worry that people will find out what happened to you, all of that, I'm sorry, none of that is real. Those illusions that drinking this stuff creates, all those things you felt before you drank them, they'll still be there when it wears off. Most of the time, it's worse than before. No shit. It's fucked up, dude. I know. Your struggles with who you are and your body, which I don't get because you're so fucking money, dude. You are fucking money. Those struggles, they're unfortunately going to be with you for a while. They exist in a part of your brain and your heart that shit just can't get to. It doesn't fix it. It'll just turn the volume down for a minute. Now, your therapist, that weird guy with the beard that smells like patchouli or Jason Whitney or Dr. Shide, they can help you. They fix people. But this shit takes a while. And remember that real help arrives. It never arrives quick. It's okay to talk to them. Don't be afraid. They hear stories like ours all the time. They can show you that being a man is so much more complicated and complex than the kind of sex you prefer or fighting people or having loud opinions or whatever. Being a man changes depending on when and where you are and who you're with. And you shouldn't even be worrying about that shit right now anyway. Trust me, you'll be constantly redefining this as you go through life. So just keep moving forward. And if you still decide to try this stuff in a few days, I got your back. But tread lightly, dude, because I'm sure you can guess by the fact I'm writing this, some of the things you've done are kind of fucked up. And nearest I can tell, all of the experience about finding a balance between staying in the moment and saving a little bit for the future. I know I've lost you a bit. It doesn't matter. That last part was mostly for me. Anyway, finally, and most importantly, those fucking shorts, bud. Seriously. So fucking cool. Like, mom won't even be able to see your cigarettes a little bit, which is going to piss her off because you smell like it, but she can't tell where it's coming from. It's so cool. All right. Well, be careful, but not too careful. Go ollie that gap at the movie theater in Augusta. You got it. And it's taken me a while to be okay saying this, but I love you, dude. Keep thrashing, Big Ben. P.S. Stop fingering. Your angle's all off. I don't know what that meant, but yeah. But my angle.
That's great.
There's just a lot of uncomfortable. I think I went over you. Maybe, I don't know. Sorry, I teared up. I'm sorry. But I did sound the earnest in this one.
That was beautiful. That was beautiful.
Don't ever apologize for honesty, even if it hurts.
But Rory does all the time.
He's never honest.
I'm about to be. What the fuck was that? What the fuck?
Also, dude, what was the stuff? Chocolate? What's the stuff?
Yeah. You gotta say what you said.
Maybe you don't know the rules, but when the earnestness horn is sounded, you're not allowed
to just
trace.
Hey, we were quiet during the thing. The earnestness window has been closed.
Did you close the earnestness window?
It just closes when the earnestness ends.
Yeah, okay.
Here's what I do, and maybe I did miss it. I was trying to keep track of some stuff, but I did notice, and maybe I'm wrong, but the two of you, knowing who you are and what you do, did not want to tell your younger selves that you do stand-up comedy.
Well, honestly,
because at that age, I bet you thought it was cool, but now you're embarrassed by it.
I mean,
honestly, I said I got a TV show.
But I clearly insinuated that we have had an alcohol and a drug problem, so I thought that was enough.
Yeah, that's probably and the music. I mean, they're gonna know you also do music.
Yeah,
so that's
yeah.
Cool.
Dude, that was great. First of all, you're really good at, there's a conversation technique called a shit sandwich, and you were really good at like, good, 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 good. Now we're going to hit you in the gut, and then we're going to close out with some positive vibes. So that was very nice of you to do that.
You know, shit sandwich was my nickname in high school. Did you go to Winthrop High School? Did you? You? Max.
Okay. I'm a sucker for this when we do it on Pen Pal. Like, and I said it to you right when you got off. Any person who can like be honest, and then because of who we are, it's always going to inherently be funny on some level as well too. That was great, man.
Thanks.
That
man.
Was, like it was beautiful, if I could say so. Like,
thank you.
Because that's the thing that you. That's what you want people to know, whether they're a teenager or a tween or they're in college or they're fucking 45. It's like whatever you think you're muting, you're just dimming. And it's just the volume's just going to come back on and usually louder. And now you also get to feel shitty about whatever you did during the dim part. Like,
are you writing your letter to yourself?
Oh, no, I don't have a fucking drinking problem.
Yeah, fuck them. Right? Right? Describe the darkness, Daniel. The darkness.
No, you look cool at the end of this.
Dear Daniel from earlier today.
Dear Daniel. Dear Daniel, this morning.
Yeah, you only went 7 hours back. Yeah,
it'll matter, trust me. It'll matter.
Like in Back to the Future. Yeah. He just went to earlier that day.
Can I ask you an honest question?
Yeah.
You say all that. Your younger self does read it. And let's say your younger self does legit believe it's come from you. It's like the question of time travel is eliminated. How is younger Ben responding to someone trying to give younger Ben good advice?
Honestly.
Sorry. Wrong cue the ICP.
Yeah. Let it out, fam. Let it out, fam.
Why say it when someone else said it much better? He would probably just ignore it.
Yeah.
I mean,
but you addressed that in the letter. You said, I probably lost you there a little
bit. Yeah, yeah.
He would ignore it.
He would have stood there and kept his hands deep in his pocket while my friends beat the living shit out of older me. That's what they would have done. Oh, yeah. Like, I was so afraid of my friends and their reactions, and I wanted... And side note, not to make it sad.
No, make it real.
But, you know, I obviously I've talked about this a lot lately, but I experienced sexual abuse. I'm actually filed charges against the Archdiocese of Manchester, New Hampshire.
Good.
Yeah. Oh, and spoiler alert, they're doing fucking nothing. Congratulations. But I think you all saw that coming. Anyway, No, it's fucking, I was so worried about masculinity in a rural area where masculinity is currency.
Yep.
Like, I was afraid that if they found out they would rip me apart. They would have ripped me apart.
Right.
You know, so, like, I wouldn't have listened. I would have done what my friends did.
Mm-hmm.
Because I didn't care about myself, my parents, or whatever, because I was more concerned about that.
Rory and I have talked about this on the podcast. There's a lot of people, if you guys will go with me on a little journey, that, like, really believe True Detective Season 1, like, time is a flat circle. And, like there is a dimension where you at 12 got that letter you just read.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Like, you've put
that
into...
We don't subscribe to the same beliefs.
Rory's deeper than I am into it. Rory lays in bed just, like, reading the script for the original Matrix. Like, he's way into it.
I love that movie, Daniel. Right. And I told you that in fucking secrecy.
But
I read scripts in bed.
That exists. And so I would even say, like, even if that kid rolls his eyes, says fuck off, and walks away,
right?
Somebody said it to him.
I think
it's still
a warning
there.
And so it puts it in there in a kid's head of, like, oh, this is what they were talking about. Just, like, you know, tread more lightly. Yeah. I don't think I would have ever not drank. I mean, it was part of culture there.
Yes,
sure.
Right.
But
I genuinely thought you were going to say to yourself, like, hey, bud, and as time goes on, slow down on the tattoos. But you didn't. You didn't.
Because the pain going in doesn't mean the pain is coming out.
Fuck you both.
All right, we're low on fuck. We're running out of time here.
You know, wait, let me just say that. The funniest part is, never crossed my mind. No point was I like, maybe I shouldn't have done this to myself. All right, go ahead.
All right, last but not least, Adam.
Shit. Fuck you, Rory.
Yeah, that's great.
Rory, fuck you.
All right, I'll read mine now. We'll close it out. okay. Dear 16-year-old Adam, drinking rules, you're good at it, stay the course.
That's a man!
We change our tune immediately? Fuck yeah,
fuck yeah, dude!
Fuck yeah! Well, that's cool!
If that
that's
was your
fucking
whole
cool!
That's the whole cool. Letter!
Cool! Cool.
The rest, he's right. The rest of the writing on there are just the lyrics from The Jumper by Third Eye.
It is!
Just doodles.
You understand. Greetings, graduating class of 1998. Congratulations to you all, but more specifically, congratulations to one of you, Adam Caton Holland. That's right. The disembodied voice you hear right now is that of me, that of you, Adam Caton Holland, in the year 2021. How is that possible? Via a mechanism called podcasts, which are like radio shows. If a show on the radio could suck its own dick and then ask everyone listening to pay the radio show money for more exclusive content of said radio show sucking its own dick, but just not trying as hard, actually. Anyway, for some reason, people love podcasts, and Joe Rogan has the most popular one. The guy from News Radio? But he's such a minor character. I know, things take a turn. You ought to see how physically large his head swells. It's literally the size of a globe, but not nearly as interesting. Anyway, 2021's chill as hell. Democracy is intact, the environment is thriving, and there's no pandemics or anything. Plus, we fixed the gun problem. You know, the huge. But I'm not here to talk about 2021. I'm here to give you the best advice I can. So here goes. You've got a lot on your plate right now. Your summer job, college in the fall, the girl that you will invent and tell everyone you lost your virginity to. It probably feels like the ground beneath your feet is disappearing, but stay the course. It's not time to make a change. Just relax. Take it easy. You're still young. That's your fault. There's so much you have to know. Haha, just kidding. Those are Cat Stevens lyrics. I'm just being hilarious. And you know how I can be so hilarious? Because I'm a comedian. Yeah!
Broke the seal!
Because I'm proud of it. That's right, you, Adam Katenhollen, are a professional comic. Pretty mind-blowing. If I were to list off the things you've done in your career, you'd shit. But if I was to list off all the times where you felt like things were never going to work out, well, you'd also shit. And therein lies the lesson I'd like to impart. Enjoy the ride. This career can really fuck with your head if you let it. It's a grind, and it will always be a grind. Shit, as we speak, I'm communicating to you via my podcast, which is so damn funny and yet so incredibly unpopular. You ought to see how little money we make on it. Sometimes I wonder why we even do it. Side note, try to avoid saddling yourself comedically with two straight white dudes. Because that's exactly what you are, and people are going to get pretty tired of that shit in the future. So, like, three is a very hard sell. But you know why we do the podcast? Because it's not about the success of the venture. It's about the fun you have along the way. And working with those two other straight white dudes will provide you with some of the deepest laughs you'll ever have. It's so fun, and they're also sweet, sincere people that you're actually proud to work with. Also, you'll get so good at tearing them down in one moment, then lifting them up in the very next, that you can effectively gaslight them for nearly two decades. In a never-ending tug of war between your affection and your ire that will really prepare you for having two sons. Oops, I've said too much. Some things should remain a mystery. I just know you get in your head, buddy, so I'm here to tell you to enjoy the ride. You're so lucky to have the career you do, the life you do. Don't sweat it too hard, just have fun, because there's so much fun in front of you to have. Oh, and tell Dad not to send you to college, but to take that money and buy a warehouse in Rhino. It's Larimer Street, way north. That's what they call that area now. I know, it's stupid. Denver gets super successful, but also really fucking annoying. It's a long story. Love you, dude, and congrats to all the graduates. Sorry to hijack your graduation from my podcast.
Can we just something? I love that even in your own letter to yourself, in your own fantasy, you're still speaking to your class at graduation. Yeah. You could even
hijack the graduation ceremony.
Yeah.
It was a device.
You were the only one that took the Back to the Future 2 approach and tried to be like, hey, make a little money along the way.
Yeah. You dropped the Amazon.
No, I had the Amazon stock.
I wasn't listening to a lot of it, so I don't...
The best tip.
Adam, what would you say the overall message of your letter to yourself was?
To enjoy the ride. To enjoy the ride and not get bogged down in career anxiety.
Because you won't believe what happens. You'll never you can't get kill yourself over what doesn't happen. Like you can't bring you down. Like just ride it out. Right?
I just think it's the whole peaks and valleys thing.
Right.
It's like you're gonna have some real highs in this career and you'll have some real valleys. Pandemic, no work.
How do you think you would have?
But you're lucky to have this career.
How do you think you would have received that?
I probably would have just started hitting mics, dude. I would have just been like, fuck what? Comic? Hell yeah. Let's go. Fuck college.
Guys, I heard about this from a podcast. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Was your attitude on college indifferent so you would have maybe not gone?
I fucked up college bad. I almost got kicked out.
At 18 or 17, would you have been like, sweet, I'm not going then? Or did you think you had to go at that age?
I think I had. I was like career track type guy. Yeah. And then in college, I fucked up and had my mind blown a little bit and changed.
Well, I you do have to go. How else do you get to know yourself?
It's the only way.
Yeah.
And that's why I feel so bad for people who have been to college. They don't know themselves, Rory.
Right.
Yeah. Every time I meet somebody like I never went to college, I go, and you never got to meet yourself, did you?
Yeah. That's your Jesus voice.
That is what are you doing on Sunday? Doing anything on Sunday? Yeah.
I think that Adam and current Adam is anxious and is always worrying about, like, when's the other shoe going to fucking drop?
Mm-hmm. Also, what level of excitement is younger Adam to find out that you are professionally doing stand-up comedy? Was that, like, in when you were younger, were you like, oh, fuck, that'd be a cool thing? Was that on your radar?
I wasn't like the go-home-and-watch-late-night sets kid, but comedy was on my radar. I just wanted to be involved in comedy in any way.
I met Adam sitting at a bar called The Red Room, and I was writing in a book, and he sat down beside me.
Male strip club. Sorry, go ahead. Yeah.
And he's sitting there beside me, and I'm writing. And he goes, are you a writer? And I said, no, I'm a comedian. I'd only been doing it like 5 months, but I was already a comedian,
sure,
apparently.
Of course. Yeah, yeah.
And he immediately was like, you know, I want to be a stand-up comic. Like,
how do I do it?
So I pointed you to the first, like, to the lion's lair, and I remember the next time I went, you were fucking there.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he was so pumped to do it.
That's
and
absolutely
so
true.
That's a way of saying I got Adam, Kate, and Holland into stand-up comedy. Right.
So,
and by proxy, because of that, that's why I'm the head of this comedy.
Yeah, you're really in a way.
That's why I created it.
In a way, you are directly responsible. So as fun and therapeutic as it is, we do need to know who won.
Yeah.
It's not about help.
At some point the self-improvement ends and we just need to know who won.
Can you go?
I'll say, as much as you were writing those to yourselves to Ernest Horn for a minute, you don't know who you wrote those to. And as a couple of guys with an equally goofy podcast who just got a letter from a 13-year-old boy in New York who's like facing some big life decisions and fears for himself, you don't know all the people you just wrote that to. Now, given your audience, it's smallish, but you don't know. Yeah. So you did.
Sick bird.
Put him in his place.
Guys, did you hear that? He said we're smallish.
Yeah, we're going up.
Ish. We got to do more
that's,
of these.
That's beautiful. I love that shit. And that's why I love Pen Pals, because you're right. You like put this good stuff out
you
there.
Did. You
help
did.
Help one person, but maybe a different
I love
person
how concerned Adam was with his father's investments. That always makes
me. My dad
me
made a lot out. Of terrible decisions after that.
Good looking out.
And that's
Rory,
why he's getting in the octagon tonight to fight his own dad.
Okay.
Rory, what were you going to say? And then we'll give our verdict.
Here's what I want to know. Do the three of you like who you are today? Are you happy with who you are? Are you happy with where
that's
you are?
That's factoring into
as
who
a
won?
Person.
Yeah, exactly. Is that going to affect the winner?
I just want to know yes or no. You're happy. You're like, you know what? I'm happy with this.
Oof. Andrew?
Hold on. I'll do it. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. Me?
Yeah.
No.
You're not happy with where you're at.
I mean, I'm not. You said a one-word answer? No.
Yep.
Fair enough. Yep.
No. No.
Yes.
So interesting.
Yes.
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 You're not happy.
Hold on.
Wait for you.
not happy. Not happy with where he's at today. Wrote a letter to himself to say change nothing. So on brand. It's almost off brand. I have to say it's hard to judge this because there's a level of sincerity in all of it.
Yeah, it was all different chords.
As much as I ripped Andrew apart, you didn't win for me.
Right,
I just want to
guys.
Get to that right away. as I ripped Andrew apart, I do want to say telling yourself not to change anything maybe means you're not so disappointed with your life and you're kind of happy with where it's at that you're saying, hey, maybe all that fucked up shit that happens, there's really no avoiding it, because I think we'd all agree as stand-ups, the only way you ever get good at stand-up is by constantly failing at stand-up. Andrew, it should have stopped by now, but that is how you do.
Yes. Yes. That's accurate. Yes.
It's almost that as if Roastmaster.
So what I mean is to be able to stand here today and know in the past the things that were wrong means that you ended up potentially in the right place, yeah, in my opinion.
Exactly.
And for that reason, Andrew is definitely last place for me.
Jeez. See, you're getting the podcast. We do something good, and then we strip it of all of its nutritional value by judging it.
I'm gonna go. I'm gonna specifically vote for myself based off delivery. The fact that Ben started to cry in talking to his younger self. I've never seen that kind of ego, and I thought that that was. I'm joking. Why do I have to say? Why do we always have to say we're joking when that is all we ever do?
I know. Also, if I say the meanest thing to another comic, obviously I'm joking. If I didn't like you, we wouldn't speak.
Yeah. So I love Adam, and I love what Adam said. I probably relate most to Adam's, but I got to say, for me, I'm going to go Ben Roy, right, which is crazy because I've been on this podcast twice, and I think I've
gave Ben last time.
Ben every time.
Yeah,
right.
Well, he sent you that insane package.
Rory, don't ever, ever apologize for having a type.
Yeah.
DVK, where are you
yeah
at?
Well, I really do. It's a testament to you guys. You wrote these blindly and all like came from a different perspective, which is why your dynamic is so great and has been for so many years. But like Adam, I love that yours said like, don't sweat the small stuff. Don't ride too long on the high stuff. It'll all even out. Also like some good financial advice. And Andrew, you did that as well. If I want to take like a good viewpoint from yours, it would be that like things are going to be what they're going to be. Don't even worry about how bad it gets fucked up. Here's some financial advice as well.
Yes.
Nothing wrong with any of that.
Yeah.
But I'm such a sucker for like just opening up and I mean, it wasn't funny, but it, like... We made it funny, and that's what counts. That's what we're here for. Yeah.
Like, if someone said, do you want to hear it again or read it later on your own? I'm like, I think you're good. You're good.
But you, my favorite movie of all time is Stand By Me. And one of my favorite scenes in that movie is when Chris Chambers tells Gordy, kids fuck things up if they don't have somebody in their life to tell them what to do. And if your parents are too fucked up to do it, then I'll do it, right?
Right.
And you just did that for yourself. So saying the tough thing to a kid, whether they hear it, because we all have times in our lives you just wish somebody would have grabbed you by the fucking collar and said, don't do that. Just don't. There's times when you don't need to argue, just fucking listen. And whether that person does it or not, someone cared enough to do it, and you did that for yourself today. So I go with you, my friend.
Hey!
Wow, unanimous winner.
The winner with an asterisk.
What's the asterisk?
The crazy thing is, though, before all of this, Ben was like, watch me fake cry tonight.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, yeah.
Well,
yeah,
it's
yeah
just like, you, and Ben also
he's a gifted actor. He's a gifted actor.
A lot of people don't know this. Ben has been straight edge since birth.
None of it happened.
Hey, can we make some noise for Rory Scovel and Daniel Van Kirk, the pen pals? They're doing a live podcast tomorrow at 5 at HQ. You got to see it. And if you're not listening to Pen Pals, the podcast, listen to it.
It is so funny. Go listen. And thank you. Like, we're both, like, all three, two of us on stage. Two out of three. And I'm not going to tell you which is.
Right, right.
Are huge fans of you guys. Yeah. And,
yeah. And I can guess. I could guess.
Yeah. I think you know. Yeah. I think you know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But, yeah,
oh, no, is that the,
that's the rip, you fucking...
Okay, you guys beat each other up.
We gotta get going, guys. Yeah. We are over our time. All and right. Daniel, Rory, have to go.
Thank you, guys. So what...
So real quick, let's just wind it down.
What was this helpful? Would you do this again?
I thought this was very helpful and just kind of a fun device. And like, it's fun to have a writing prompt like this.
Totally.
I definitely would do it again. Ben?
I don't know. Yeah. It's not fun sometimes. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so there's like a
fucking real.
Yeah. There's not a feeling of wanting to. I don't like my younger self. And it's taken me a while, like I said, to say like nice things. I feel a lot of anger, you know? So I don't know. Yeah, but it would have to be under direct supervision from either a doctor or two fellow comics.
It's smart of you to take those precautions.
Yeah.
Yeah. It really is. Andrew, would you do it again?
Yeah, it was fun. I guess if the circumstances were there. Yeah. I don't know if I'd like recreationally do it, but...
Yeah, under the guidance of professionals. I think we're all clear on that.
And you can check out Andrew's blog where he just writes letters to himself. It's called Letters to Mio. And it's got a 90s
market.
Yeah.
Was this good for the world?
Yeah, totally. I mean, I think you should all try it. Everybody's got shit, their baggage, carrying and things you wish you had said to yourself when you were younger. I think it's, and if it makes me less burden, makes you less burden, whatever. Yeah, totally.
I agree.
Yeah.
That has been the podcast, everybody.
This
I want to
say
thank amazing.
You to
the
thank you all.
We did.
Real quick, a huge, huge round of applause for what are we going to call him today? We got to come up with a name on the spot. Frontier Therapist. We'll just do
Frontier
that.
Frontier Therapist, Ron Doyle.
Ron Doyle.
Doyle.
Ron Doyle everyone. Everybody give Ron Doyle a big...
And does everyone know how Ben ends the podcast
every
time?
Hey, wait a second. Does everybody know how this show fucking ends? Do you know it? Everybody say it with me. This is my favorite part of the show. Here we go. Play us out, Charlie! That's the news from us.